All right, City Council meeting Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026 is called to order. Invocation by Father Paul, St. Thomas by the Sea. Thank you, Pastor, appreciate it. Followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Lord of history, Father of all nations, we stand before you in humility and gratitude as we gather in this city hall. You are the source of all authority, the foundation of justice, and the origin of every good and perfect gift. From you come wisdom and understanding. By your providence, societies are built, sustained, and guided. We thank you for our city, for its people, for its workers and families, for those who serve in public office, for all who labor for the common good. You have entrusted to human hands the noble task of stewardship, of shaping communities marked by order, freedom, and peace. Grant that this responsibility may be carried out with reverence for truth and with sincere love for those whom it serves. Lord God, you teach us through sacred scripture that authority is meant not for domination but for service. As your Son revealed, true greatness is found in self-giving love. Bless, therefore, our mayor, council members, civil leaders, and all public servants. Fill them with the spirit of wisdom, courage, and integrity. May their decision reflect on personal ambition, but a sincere desire for justice, fairness, and protection of human dignity. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with one additional item. A resolution authorizing the request of an attorney general's opinion clarifying requirements set out in the Alabama Tourism Tax Protection Act of 2024.
Second.
Okay, discussion. Jamie, would you like to explain that?
Yes, sir. So the Tourism Tax Protection Act, as Councilman Silver said, passed in 2024 and has some language that is ambiguous at best regarding intermediaries and facilitating lodging rentals, collection of tax, and remitting of tax. That leaves the city in an awkward position of how we are collecting that and whom we are pursuing collection of taxes from. So we'd like to ask the Attorney General for clarification of the requirements under the Act.
Thank you. Any questions, thoughts? So hopefully it's a good thing.
Okay.
All right, end of discussion.
Do we have a second?
All in favor?
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
we have a second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. Consideration of our previous minutes, council meeting, committee of the whole, 20326. If there are no objections, the minute reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Reports, announcements.
Mayor, I just want to say real quickly that our Lady Mako's won their first game, softball. We drove all the way to Century, Florida, and but they won 10-2. They're going to make a great team this year. They're rated second in the nation right now. So But baseball is doing great also. I mean, I give Josh great credit because they have been winning all their games also. But it's just really impressive about the athletes that we have and how good they're doing.
Go Makers.
Mr. Jerry, I want to join in on that. I want to back up the season back to the girls' basketball and the boys' basketball. They had a phenomenal year, too,
so
they need to be acknowledged.
Exactly. Thank you.
It was really good. So.
Yes.
Anyone else? We had a fantastic seafood festival.
Yes.
We did.
The counter at the wharf, they have an electronic counter, came up with 26,000 roughly people.
Wow.
So it was a record.
Yeah.
So it was huge.
And I noticed while I was there that it looks like the Canal Road flow and the buses, you know, shuttling did great. I understand after I left the event, I had to go north, and I knew there was backed up to Roscoe Road. I think you had mentioned something like that. But that is visitors coming to visit,
yes,
whether they're from Foley or wherever. But
and it's the weekend.
The weather was beautiful, and it's like I replied to Ford, it was a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. And with the numbers from the counters that the mayor just explained, I just really thought it was great, and the vendors looked like they were very happy, and the people that were there were very happy. Of course, I wasn't there late in the afternoon after the long traffic lines, but I came through there, and 15, 20 minutes on the Beach Express trying to get back south, I think it was about 3 o'clock or so,
yeah.
But, you know. Spring's upon us. Most of our winter visitors are heading north, and our spring breakers are coming south. But what a huge event, a great event. And like I said, weather was beautiful. It's awesome. So.
That's the same as 2.5 sold-out concerts.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And kudos to all of our staff.
All of our staff.
Every one of them, because
exactly
the traffic flowed really well. Because
yep.
I was up and down Canal constantly Saturday,
yep,
and really never had any problem. The backup on expressway is always to be expected, but
yes,
I mean, it just everybody did a great job. Public
That's
Works.
Right.
So for 26,000 people, for them to manage with essentially zero complaints, I'm pretty impressed.
Yes,
pretty
right.
impressed. So thank y'all.
We started out today, Saturday, at our Arbor Day. We had a great turnout at Arbor Day. I believe we still have some trees left over. Adam, have you still got trees in your way back there? Okay, for people to come get. Just want to make sure before. Sold them. No, I'm not selling them. But great turnout at Arbor Day. Staff was there. It's a great morning, and it's a good weekend all the way around.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Frozen debuts this weekend. The production of Frozen starts Friday, 7 p.m., and then there's shows Saturday, Sunday, and then next weekend as well. So go check that out.
How can you get tickets to that?
Ford, how do we get tickets to that online? I saw a link earlier.
You can go online. We'll have a link on our website and on Expect Excellence and the PAC. They'll have a link there that you can go and get there.
Think we're going to get our $20,000 worth out of the Frozen
Fingers?
It's going
to be a great performance.
It's good.
Great performance. Yes. They do a fantastic job. I know they've been practicing a lot, so
it should be
amazing.
So they're it's a great investment. They're worth it.
From one of the parents that has a grandchild in it, I saw them, and he's been in some plays in surrounding cities. He said Orange Beach is the next level, and they just went on and on and on about how professional it was and the people involved, how professional they were. So kudos.
Yes,
kudos.
Absolutely.
Well, I know they have like between 70 plus cast members. So, I mean, it's a major production.
Major production.
I think we're having some technical difficulties on Facebook Live. Can we just explain what's happening? Because we're getting some questions.
Yes. Yeah, we had some technical difficulties. So Cindy is running the Facebook Live tonight, and Matt's logging wasn't working. So,
okay. Do what?
Yeah, and I think it's not really the microphones. It's going to be sound picked up on her phone.
I've done this for my performing background.
Yeah, and really the issue is going to be it's going to be based on sound picked up on her phone.
Okay.
So the mics really don't have, yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. I just want to give a couple more updates. Again, you touched on the Seafood Fest. Mardi Gras, you know, went off without a hitch, and that's a credit to Angela and Kristen and Mark and all the different public works, everybody, police, fire, just a really fantastic time. I just got the January numbers in about 10 minutes ago as I was walking in, and we're up 9% on sales tax between January and February, which is really December, January, and 5.5% on lodging tax. So it's a good start to the year. And again, credit to just all the departments to get us through Mardi Gras, Seafood Fest, and now, as you mentioned, coming in Saturday, we are in spring break mode. Mm-hmm. So our police are out there. We've closed down Alabama Point like we've done in the past and have our messaging out there. And so again, just, you know, the machine is running and we're off. And so just wanted to thank all the staff for all the different events that we had going on. And again, I was going to mention Frozen, so I'm glad y'all, and please go check it out because it will be absolutely amazing this weekend.
Well, Mardi Gras weekend, Saturday night parade was a record. Tuesday was a record. The Hartley Index, which is now the Kendall Index, showed us to about 200,000 gallons per day at the sewer flow, which is tremendously accurate representation of how many people were here. There was a ton of people here for those 4 days. So, again, good job, guys. There was a lot to manage.
Yes.
So.
And record mayhem? Was it record mayhem, too?
Mayhem? No, I don't think we had it. Do we have any arrest, Trent? That's pretty amazing. 20,000 plus people and no arrest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
That is.
So, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Moving to new business and miscellaneous, point voting delegate, Alabama League of Municipalities Annual Convention, April 28th through May 1st.
Move to appoint Jerry Johnson as a voting delegate.
There you go.
Second.
We talked about that.
Yeah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Approval of a special events retail liquor license application for the Wharf. Coastal Alabama Business Chamber, Sapphire Soiree, I don't know, March 13th, 2026.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of restaurant retail liquor license application of the Red Haven Canal Road.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'm just letting you know this is going where the lorry is.
Lorry is there. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's not lorry any longer.
No.
I was wondering.
Moving to resolutions. Resolution appropriating funds to the zoo, $50,000, 2026.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution retiring police K-9 Sadie, authorizing the mayor to execute the documents necessary to transfer ownership of Sadie to Officer Brennan Giles.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Make sure Brennan knows how much we appreciate that.
All right.
Yes. It's a big deal.
Yes.
So thank you.
Very big deal. Yes.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a purchase agreement of Gulf Coast K-9 for a police K-9 for $12,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle emergency equipment police department. State bid $63,551.40.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of service agreement, Motorola. Managed services, police department, $88,822.19.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a software service agreement with Tranquility AI, AI-powered evidence analysis for the police department, $39,999.68.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing a franchise for Jola Transportation Operate Taxi Service, City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of change order number one with Harris Contracting, sidewalk repairs, fencing, minor, additional site work, pickleball courts, $36,431.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of LED lighting for the tennis courts, $139,900.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the sewer department, $48,639.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a contract for law enforcement services with Baldwin County.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of purchase agreement, audiovisual equipment for the fire department training room, Omnia Partners, Howard Industries, $45,540.39.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The addition, resolution authorizing the quest for the Attorney General's opinion clarifying requirements set out in the Alabama Tourism Tax Protection Acts of 2024.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, March 3rd, 26th is called to order. Call roll whenever you're ready.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes from the regular council meeting and committee of the whole of February 10th, 2026 will be moved forward for review. Discuss school board appointment. I think this was just about the questions. That's all we were going to discuss. And
I want to make notation, Ginger, Council Lady Ginger Harrelson, thank you so much for the questions that you covered with us. Mm-hmm. Robert, I believe you submitted some this afternoon. It looks like we've got a pool of questions.
Yeah.
So I believe, Ford, you stated that you wanted to keep the interviews down to an hour. So with 35 plus questions, what do y'all want to narrow it down to? How many of those questions? That would be my question to the mayor and the council.
Well, I just want to clarify, we will do this however you guys want to do it.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm just here to help facilitate
that's
that.
That's exactly so. Right.
Well, 10 questions generally is about an hour because you're going to be 3 to 4 minutes
right.
plus any pause, plus any redirect. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at about 50 minutes to an hour with 10 questions.
Good. Great. So on the question selection, I would suggest that you're going to compile Robert Stewart's added into there, correct?
Yeah, I've sent y'all a list.
You've
with
sent
all,
us that one
all
list
39
today.
Submitted questions.
39 submitted questions. So
that's correct.
What do y'all think? Should we submit by the number that he has numbered them, 39 questions, and submit your top 10? Is that what you want to keep it to, Ford? Would you suggest that? Is there a reason to go to 15 of the questions? Does the council go ahead, Chad?
Personally, I don't have a problem with a couple of council members just picking out the 10 they want and
some,
be done with.
Some of the questions could be repetitive.
That's
yes.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so that's why we would eliminate some of those repetitive. There wasn't that too many of them. repetitive, but I think if we, my opinion, I'm asking the mayor and council to go along with me, let's narrow it down to no more than 15, no less than 10. What do y'all think of that?
I like it. I think these two have submitted the most questions. I think these two, Stuart and Ginger, should pick the 10.
It's like I replied. Yeah. Those questions, all of those questions are great questions to be asked, most productive, very constructive, well thought out questions, every one of them. I want to commend y'all for that. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I had no problem with any of them. So if you two want to.
I didn't either.
Yeah, you two reconvene, y'all narrow it down if you'd like.
That's fine.
And submit that list back to Ford, and then let's move on.
Yeah, and then we will send that list to y'all just in case there's anybody that sees anything they'd like to add or take away. Is that good enough?
I'm good with that.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Ford?
That's great. And then the question would be, at that point, do you want me to start setting up interview times, or how would you like me to approach that?
Yeah.
Yes. Sooner the better.
Let's plan on having the questions finalized by Friday.
Yes, sir.
And then we don't have a council meeting next Tuesday, do we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have one the following Tuesday. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I have to say Tuesday, if we have a council meeting, generally everybody's in town. Mm-hmm. Nobody's leaving, so we can have additional stuff and count, pretty much generally count the whole council being there. So do we want to wait 2 weeks, or do we want to do it next Tuesday or a day next week?
What's your schedule look like for next Tuesday, everybody?
I'll be here. Have you planning
you were
going to
do it via satellite Zoom.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, but I want your input. I want you to be here.
Yep.
I'm available on Tuesday.
I'm available too.
I'm available too.
On the 10th?
What time?
I am.
And how long? I'm sorry, Ford. Six.
I'm available, except for between 12 and 1.
We're talking about.
You got something I can't change.
Yeah.
But I can do it before, or we can do it after, from one on.
Or we could do it before, and you know.
We split them up.
Make sure
split
you have time to. If you
either
have
way,
to
y'all
want to
do
we'll
it.
Get back.
Okay.
Yeah, I would suggest at least an hour with each person.
Mm-hmm. With each person.
Yeah.
And we have five candidates, mm-hmm. So you're talking about five.
Yeah. What time do you want to start?
Let's start at 9.
Okay.
Start at
9. On the 10th.
You do 9. 2, is that okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 and do 3.
Okay.
Would that be okay with y'all?
Yes.
So we'll be done by 5? 4? Somewhere between 4 and 5.
And we'll just do it here or in the conference room?
We'll look at a location and let you know. All right, so I'll start reaching out to the 5 and get them figure out what time works for them, and we'll start to plan that for the 10th.
That's okay.
I'll get questions back from you guys on Friday, finalize that, send that back, make sure everybody's good.
Well, hopefully they're watching, so if any of them have a conflict with the 10th,
I'll be emailing them tonight or first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you, everyone.
I'll just stay up here for the next couple in case you have questions.
Yeah.
Discuss library board appointment.
Mayor, if I may, I believe Robert Stewart has held his hand up and volunteered, and he would like to serve on the library board.
I would love to serve on the library board.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Megan, y'all, Jack, are y'all back there? Y'all know Robert Stewart. He has stepped up and would like to serve on that board, being a new council member.
Look forward to it.
Y'all good?
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Don't be so excited.
Look at Angela, yeah, work them, Angela. Yeah. Work them, girl.
A lot of love in here today.
Silvers, you're the now official board picker-outer.
I'll
tell you, from here on out.
I know for a fact, from 21 years of serving on this council, if I missed one meeting, somebody put me on a board.
I was getting ready to tell you, do not miss a meeting, Silvers.
Don't miss a meeting.
Do not miss a meeting.
You will be assigned a board. On a board. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Approval of fiscal year 2024 audited financial statements.
Hopefully I don't have to put y'all to sleep with that, but I'll be happy to answer any questions. I'll give y'all an update of where we are on that. We switched auditors in this last year. We'll have that completed, ready for you on the next time. Jack's going to meet with me and the auditor here in another week or two, get that done, and then we'll immediately start into 25.
And we will expect a full report back from you, Jack.
Oh, absolutely.
Written report.
Good. It's a good group of guys you have doing it. Worked with them on the Water Authority.
Yeah.
They're on top of it.
Yep.
That's good. We're good.
Discuss amending the golf cart ordinance.
I might sit down for this one. That's Jamie.
Well, I called Jamie a couple weeks ago and notified her that there are some particular people still trying to rent golf carts, and not just golf carts, but also boats out of the ICW boat launch. So she had informed me that, yes, there is a loophole in the ordinance about folks from outside the city limits can conduct that business but not deliver them. They can, those, they can hire a transportation company, or so they call it. Let's call it three men in a truck or whatever you want to call it, and they'll deliver it to the city. It's a separate business from that golf course, golf cart company. So there is a loophole in that ordinance. So I was just bringing it to light, see. And of course, Jamie has made some recommendations. And so Jamie, I'll let you have it.
You pretty much covered it. The couple of things that we had previously had amendment on the agenda for and didn't get to the point of passing was, like you said, the delivery from outside businesses, and second, the use of golf carts on State Highway 182. And then we knew or anticipate that some of the PUDs in the city are going to be asking for modifications to allow on-site rentals in the future. So we had already come up with language to address that issue, as if the council chose to address that, there's proposed language. Mm-hmm. So for y'all to decide.
So, and that includes the people that aren't, that do not have a business license and are still doing business, or that's, I mean, that's what you were talking about, right? That they don't have a business license.
They don't have a business license.
Right, but they're delivering things here to people that are staying here, and basically
it's an outlaw deal. They're outlawing it.
So let me ask you, what is the penalty for that, someone operating without a license?
Currently, we don't have a requirement that anyone have a license to deliver an item to the city. That's the loophole we're trying to close. If we pass this, then the penalty would be a citation. We would take them to city court with a citation for operating without a license. And that's up to $500 a day.
And how are we enforcing this with Matthew? The best if that we can?
Passed,
he can't be everywhere.
Ordinance violations are enforced or cited by Matthew
or a police
through
department.
The court. Or the police department can do those.
Yeah.
If we're going to enforce it, we're going to have to really crack down on any golf cart that does not have a license number on it. Mm-hmm. It's an illegal golf cart that doesn't.
Yes.
So whoever's on it needs to get a citation.
And are we requesting that all rentals have a flag of some type? Is that,
yes.
What does that come from?
That is in the ordinance, and I'll have to find you the exactly. I believe it's a white flag, black flag.
And the significance of the rentals being distinguished with ownership.
White flag with black block letters identifying it as rental equipment, and that is already in place.
It's already in place.
Yes.
So, and what was the flag for anyways, to distinguish it? The
previous between? Council had discussed that, and yes, it was just simply to distinguish rental carts because I believe there was a lot of issues maybe the police department had brought up with. It appeared that people renting carts obviously were most of the time not residents, didn't really know where they should be going, where they shouldn't, and just kind of to help people look out for them.
That's what I thought. It did come from the police department. Is that correct, Trent? Do you recall that the rental golf carts needed a flag? Did y'all ever discuss that?
This is the first time I've heard of it.
I understand. Yes, sir. Okay.
Guys, all of y'all's carts are registered with the city, right?
For
the state.
17-digit VIN, which makes them an LLC and not a golf cart, by the state, by the way, out of Florida, Mississippi.
Okay, are there any restrictions on being licensed that way as far as operating?
So we require a driver's license for
Okay, okay. So...
Not 16, you said 21 on the rental end.
So it says that on our website, are you 21 years old or queer? And then there's always going to be somebody who puts their daughters at the lap.
Yes.
But, sometimes people look the other way. They don't tell us about somebody riding with their parents like a permanent job.
Right.
Okay, so you have essentially a license plate.
So we have a regular car license plate. Mm-hmm. I have one out here. It's got the sticker.
Yeah.
It's got the triangle, which gives it a bright light. Each one of them has 3-inch lettered numbers, and it has the rental company, that particular one, and several other okay. that say, rent me.
Do you have a flag? Is there a flag?
There is no flag. This one thing, flag is one of the things we haven't gotten into yet. There's another little something. It is Hart streets shall be marked with appropriate signage advising the street should be utilized by cars.
Yeah, and I think we define that as anything 25 miles an hour and under city street.
We have a sticker for that. Yes.
Do what?
We have a list of streets.
What street would not, well, any street that's not allowed is greater than 25 miles an hour, is it not?
So we're talking about two different ordinances now. We have a golf cart ordinance, which dictates where golf carts can be driven. The ordinance that we're talking about amending is the rental of recreational vehicles.
I didn't understand that. It was just...
In the golf cart ordinance, there's a list of streets.
And that
which
was
is required
by
the
state
law that we have to actually list the streets.
Mm-hmm. And which was upside
down. How stupid are those people in Montgomery?
So that amendment was put in, of course, we've grown new streets. That's one thing. It doesn't address that they cross perpendicular across certain streets at lights using the signal, which is something we can get into. Rodney and I have started, and we haven't got to Trenton Tater yet, but it's a, you've all probably seen some of my little directions I give people. Mm-hmm. It's the beginning of a draft of keeping people protected from themselves.
So we'll have to amend it every time we add or pave a street or?
It is up to date. When it's a new street.
Well, I know that, but
yes, we would.
It's just driving me crazy. That
it's 144 names.
So let me say this then. So, mm-hmm. but, so mm-hmm. the issue is trying to prevent people that don't have a business license and not paying mm-hmm. tax on their rental. We need to make sure that everything that is legal in Orange Beach has the, I would think if you're riding down the road, an officer maybe not going to have, but if he sees one without a flag and it doesn't have the license on it, then that would be a red flag that, hey, maybe that car, now in the summer, I know it's going to be impossible to, but the flag surely would help. If it's a rental, if it has the flag, well, then you know they're legal. They're good mm-hmm. to go.
Yeah. I don't think the roads are going to have a flag anyway. It's just going to be he and I if that's something we want to enforce.
I'm sorry, can I get your name for the record and what
Rick
company?
Rick Overstreet.
Thank you.
Golf carts to you, Overstreet, Desmond, yeah. Golf carts to you, Florida, okay. 26213 St. Lucia Drive.
Thank you.
Well, I think obviously we need to define the goal. Mm-hmm. And the goal is we don't want outlaw outfits bringing golf carts to Orange Beach. Amen. No more than we want.
That's my intent of getting outlaw. This on the agenda yeah. to make yeah. people aware.
Just like
and it's not just golf carts. There's boats being delivered to the ICW.
Or rental. Or
dropped
people that
off.
Do condo rentals.
Okay.
Yeah. We're addressing that as of yeah. tonight.
Yeah. So same thing.
So identifying an illegal outlaw golf cart and then a citation to follow. What is y'all suggestion, everybody suggested the best way? Do we like the flags? You know, you can create your own medieval banner and put on it if you want.
Of course.
We got to have a way
to identify.
The golf
car rental companies do not want the flags. It's just another burden to them, you know. Yeah. They back up into a garage, they're going to knock off on the garage door.
But they also
but
don't,
if this is,
they
if
also
this,
don't want unlicensed people to come.
Correct. We don't want unlicensed people. For us, our police officers yes. who are... If you look at the ordinance, it can't be enforced by them for our police department as they're patrolling and see this flag that we're talking about. I recall this discussion. It's easier to identify them.
We need to make it easy on the police department because yes. golf carts are a real pain. Yeah. But at the same time, we all agree that we need to keep the outlaws out.
Yes.
So y'all help us figure that out.
And what's going to stop the outlaws from putting a flag on their golf cart?
They won't have a license.
Well, we'll know what the, we'll know, it'd have to be a counterfeit because we'll know what kind it's going to be.
Yeah.
Over there, but
if you're going to require the flags, it would be something through our inspection process that we would have a certain flag that
with a number
on it, replicated to the best of our ability. If somebody goes and replicates our flag after that.
Guess what? Yeah. Well, we're having to monitor a patent on a flag now.
Well, another reason I like the flag is if you got a flag on your golf cart and you're driving it, then you know people are probably watching you, mm-hmm. and you're probably less likely to act a fool if you know you're under scrutiny. And with that flag sticking up, I mean, and a number on the cart, I would imagine, then we could connect it with whoever rented it. I would think there'd be more, there'd be a tendency to behave and to try to follow the rules. I may be wrong on that. Y'all help me out. It's y'all's business.
Right now, the city code does specify that golf carts shall have attached to them a white flag with black block letters identifying them as rental equipment. So it does say it's a white flag with black block letters.
And I think that the flag would probably have to be uniform because we can't have different looking flags, and then you lose the point of being able to identify the vehicle as a rental.
Yeah,
and I really like the part about who's ever driving it, get the citation. Let them go fight the battle.
Yeah. It needs to be a pirate flag.
I agree. Tater Harris, 26276 St. Lucia Drive. So you're correct. It needs to be a white flag with black block letters, but it could be a flag like this big, right, that nobody could ever see. There's, I don't believe, a size definition of the flag.
No, it just says it has to identify them. So if it's not easily visible, then
that's very vague. I mean, my vision could be better than yours. I mean, that's very vague.
We'll fix it.
Yeah. So the flag, I mean, our carts are all numbered, and then they all have our stickers on them, logos on them, rent me on them, phone numbers on them, website on them. So they're easily identifiable. We got license plates on them, come back to the company. So they're easily identifiable. I don't know, maybe the police department can jump in if a, you know, a little triangular flag on the top helps you that much, that's fine. We're happy to do that if that's what you really need. But for us, when we rent them with the flag on them, we have to put them on there with Velcro. And the reason being, we can't screw them in because we deliver all over, not just in this city. Otherwise, I just have to have carts for this city. If they're going in a garage, then you got to take it off. So if I go to Perdido Key and I go down to Lost Key, those all have to be stored in a garage every night. And so if the flag's sticking up, then I would have to put the flag lower so it's not sticking up, and then it's not easily identifiable for y'all. So there's, you know, for us on flag, it just needs to be.
So they don't make flexible whips anymore for these flags?
Not that I can custom order that I found with white block letters on them. The only ones I found are like cloth light, and they kind of are on golf courses, and they make them as a Velcro, and they Velcro them to the side so anybody can remove it.
Could you zip tie the flag? Like, could you make a zip tie apparatus? Wouldn't that be easier than Velcro?
No.
No? Okay.
No, it wouldn't be. I mean, yes, you could zip tie it, but, I mean, it wouldn't be easier than Velcro.
Jump in, Rick. We'll jump in.
I got an idea. So the golf carts, as Taylor said, we have all the stuff on the sides and on the front where you can see it. The place you can't see anything other than a license plate is from the stern to the back. How about we get a reflective sticker that says anything Orange Beach and is glued to the back of the car. So all four sides are designated by any policeman.
But if they're not behind the cart,
then they can see the sides. So the blue one out there has got letters as big as Red Meat.
Right.
The front's got a sticker this big, says the name of the company.
But do all rental companies have that?
Got 3-inch letters.
That's the thing.
The number of carts that we have, number 42, number 21.
Well, we could do this. Why don't we let Chief...
Maybe. Yeah, y'all work it out. I mean, I think we're just here to support y'all and whatever y'all want to come up with.
Talking about a flag going up like this. Yeah. What about a flag just, it's down?
No flag.
Like a boat flag, yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
I don't care.
We let flags down all the time. It can't be this complicated, guys. Seriously.
Well, I tell you, it's not this complicated. We figure out a system. Worst case scenario, the officer doesn't see the designation and we stop the cart. And then when we get up close to the cart, you see the designation. I'm sorry, my bad, have a nice day. Go on.
And the last thing we want is to waste an officer's time. I mean, y'all are busy.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the last thing we want.
But let's have how many registered golf carts now? 3,000 plus?
3,500.
Okay. And I like to took one out the other day coming out of at the red light there, because I'm looking back to my left for oncoming traffic, and they're coming from the right, and they never slowed down. Went right. I mean, it's getting... Between that, the scooters, the bikes, I mean, it's just getting out of control.
Absolutely.
Golf
and
carts
we can't,
the roundabout.
Yeah, we got to control what's coming in. We got to be in control.
That's my biggest concern, Mayor, is you've got the e-bikes, golf carts. I have a golf cart. Every grandmother down here has a golf cart. Everybody's got a golf cart and e-bikes, and it's hard to go down the sidewalk anymore and dodge and everything. In my opinion, we should have a higher fine than what we're going to have right now for people coming out of town, outlawing e-bikes and golf carts. It's getting too crowded for the people that live here.
This is the issue at hand. Mm-hmm. This is where it started out, is those that are renting and hiring companies or individuals to actually deliver them in our city limits. That's wrong. Close that loophole. Jamie?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Well, I think we're in agreement on
that. Likewise, on the e-bikes and the scooters, I mean, I talked to Trent. The kids are wearing no helmets, and they are just going through intersections and without even looking.
Yes, sir.
And there's going to be a serious accident.
Yes, sir.
So we've got to somehow stress that you've got to have a helmet on if you're driving an e-cart.
Isn't that a law? Is that a law for an e-bike? Because I saw a kid the other day, same scenario, probably going 20 miles an hour or more down the street without a helmet on or an e-bike.
Yeah. Parental.
Yeah. I know that's not the issue at hand, but
I don't think
now that
caught up.
Yes, it is, because you're exactly right, because the mother was following the student to the elementary school on the sidewalk, and he was just having fun with no helmet, and she was 30 feet behind him on the golf cart, just grinning, and he was flying at her young son. So, you know, parents have got to take some ownership in this.
Amen. Amen.
Starts at the house.
I mean, we want kids to have fun, but safety
yes.
first.
Not for just their safety, but for others around them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The defensive drivers that have to be around them to. Mm. All right, I rest my case.
So should we leave it at Tater, Rick, and whoever wants to contribute to the discussion, submit some...
I'm happy to contribute to the discussion. If there's a proposed ordinance, I would love to see it and love to look at it.
How can we set up a meeting and let you two be on this with Trent? Do we need to have Jamie in that meeting for the legal aspects of it? Let's fix it. And I need your help, okay? There you go.
We don't have to wait that long.
No, you sure don't.
My shop will be empty Thursday night. Right here on the beach. That's my anywhere.
And through this amendment to the business license, we're going to address the boats that will be delivered to the ICW boat launch.
That would be a different order.
And dropped off? It's happening. They're not licensed. I've watched three of them last Thursday when I heard about it still going on. I parked for a while and watched them being delivered, unhooked from a pickup truck, going to get another one, coming back, and then I left and took care of some business, came back an hour and a half later, and all three pontoon trailers were empty and parked at the ICW boat launch in the same spot that an hour and a half prior they had pontoons on them. So.
Okay.
Just
well, then we need to
make. We might have that already addressed. I'll look into it.
Okay, good.
Our commercial vessel ordinance may already.
And I know Matthew's overwhelmed. I get it. He can't be at every launch every day. So maybe step up enforcement.
Well, there should be no trailer unhitched sitting in the parking
lot. That's right. Yes. That's a big first
thing. That should be a fine right there. And there should be no cars parked in that parking lot if it doesn't have a boat trailer hooked to it. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that about the cars. Yeah. There's single car spots.
And if there's single car
high,
spots.
They're up high, Mayor.
Okay, that's
high.
Fine.
They're
and that's fine.
Wood line, the grass line, the fence right. line stuff.
But they should not be in the spots that are laid out for a boat
no,
trailer.
No,
I mean, truck trailer or whatever.
You're talking about the ICW, not Cotton
Bite. I'm talking about ICW.
Yeah. Yeah, some ICW.
I know. I'm talking about all of them.
Yeah. We have more control on the ones bottom point Cotton Bite.
Yeah.
Have. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where I'm going. I'm asking you, is it to the point that, you know, with Matthew being overwhelmed and can't be everywhere?
They probably pay for themselves.
I'm saying whatever we need to do to slow it down, we need to do it. If we need to hire someone else, we've got, it gets so crowded in the summertime with the local boaters, it's sort of getting dangerous out there. And then plus they're not paying taxes as well. They're just a bunch of outlaws. Same thing with the e-bikes and golf carts. All three of those need to stop.
And the other thing that irks me is I got to have a freaking boater's license. And if you're from Illinois, you don't.
Right.
That yeah. is as stupid as it. I mean, that's just dumb.
That's right.
So I would love to shut
them down.
And
that's the reason why probably the flags were an issue so that we as, experienced golf cart drivers stay away from those inexperienced ones. Same idea with a boat.
Well, y'all help us figure it out. We're on y'all's side there.
One suggestion I've seen in another city's ordinance is if you knowingly deliver to the city, then it becomes illegal. So if a company's outside the city, let's just say in Foley, for example, mm-hmm. and they knowingly have a customer here and they hire a third-party service, that is illegal. Now, somebody rented one out of Montgomery and put it on a trailer and brought it down here. That company in Montgomery probably didn't know. But if you track down the guy in Foley or whoever, whatever city they're in, may be a way, Jamie, to put a little more teeth into the ordinance.
Well, there should be a paper trail.
Yeah, That's what I'm getting at, that they know. But like, if somebody picked one up and put it on a U-Haul trailer in Montgomery, they may not know the company in Montgomery. But
right.
It would be more local.
And the one suspect that I'm referring to, I have video from last summer that's actually thinking about this new transportation mode into the city limits and dropping off. So
yeah,
we have history, knowingly.
Well, I am extremely concerned about, I was extremely concerned about the golf carts and automobile collisions.
Yes.
Now I'm more concerned about the e-bikes and the
yes.
scooters.
Yes.
And all you parents out there, I'm telling you, I don't know what your child's telling you, but they're running through the stop signs at 30 miles an hour.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And there's a big difference in classification on them e-bikes. I think there's a class 1, class 2, class 3, and Trent probably knows more than I do, but I think the class 3 e-bikes, some of them go 35 miles an hour.
Yeah.
They're faster than the golf carts.
Oh yeah.
Well, at the roundabout, even though there's signs, and I don't know exactly what they say, but what you'll see is sometimes, and these are, I assume, locals, they don't even check up. They just pull out into the crosswalk expecting the circle track to stop. The golf carts don't have the right of way.
That's right.
And so myself, when I go, I try to be cognizant of it, but I've seen people that don't even check up, and the golf carts, like they're in the middle, like they're going to go expecting the car to stop. And when you have a busy weekend in the summer, those folks aren't going to know how we do it in Orange Beach. And so that's another area. And I know, Adam, in the beginning, we replaced some signs down there. But that's another spot where it could get real ugly real quick.
If anybody has any suggestion on, like, a map maker, we're interested in creating a map of places to ride in the city where they're allowed. I've tried to work with the tourism board to get a map created. You know, sometimes they do it for motorcycles, and these are stops, and they kind of got landmarks that you can kind of go through on them. I haven't had a lot of luck trying to find somebody that creates those kind of maps, but if anybody's got any suggestions, we're happy to look in and get one created. Love to get with the city or whoever for input on it. But I think that would be something helpful that we can hand to guests here. So it's just another tool that we can give them.
Mark, help. Let's think about it. If anybody, I'm going to hand that off to you.
Well, yeah, the problem is they're not really allowed in most places. Like, they can't cross perpendicular. Yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
The golf carts are not allowed where people think they're allowed. And making a map is going to be one of those, like, don't ask, don't tell.
I understand your point.
You want me to submit these into the minutes?
Well, crossing a state road.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have a bunch that cross right here coming into the one-way street, and that's super dangerous, but it happens
every day. No.
Yeah.
But a lot of the places that y'all are talking about, people crossing where they shouldn't be crossing, are done by locals, not by people who've run in golf carts.
That's right.
I mean, I see locals do it every single day.
Mm-hmm. But the rentals are the ones on the beach road making U-turns in beach road traffic.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen a rental, or I've seen two golf carts go across the street or go to Coastal, and both of them had Orange Beach identifiers on them. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it more than that. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, it's a bunch, because I've had them complaining to me because the light doesn't stop so they can cross.
Yeah. Right.
So, no, they don't know that it's illegal. They actually think that it's okay to cross anywhere there's a pedestrian crosswalk or bike crosswalk.
Right.
And for the most part, the connectivity of the city allows it. I mean, to be able to connect everything. We don't allow it, but that's how you get around.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
So I guess another question would be whether we're going to enforce no golf carts on Perdido Beach Boulevard. I mean, especially the crossings to the beach, and then, you know, down further with the Tannen, they have that public beach access, or that access is deeded to their community. I see people cross there. So I don't know if we want to outlaw completely on Perdido Beach Boulevard or what the legality is.
Well, it already is. That's
the
state.
Well,
it already is. So. But we don't have the resources to enforce it at all. Yeah. So there's a, you know, stuck and stupid factor there that you can't fix. And so, but we do, there are places that we probably do. I thought we used to have a yield sign or something facing for the golf carts. In other words, yield right away, or either golf cart or traffic, whatever. Like, over here at Terry Cove Drive, where I come out all the time, you know, they go across there. A lot of times they don't even slow down.
Right.
They just go straight across.
Again, they assume they have the right.
Yeah.
That's right.
We post it. I mean, Mark posts it quarterly.
Yeah.
Explaining the roundabout. I mean, I agree with you, Mr. Stewart, that we have that issue all the time. We're posting that, but you know, you can't.
Well, for the most part, there's roundabout, Terry Cove, Marina Road, Cotton Bayou. Those four, we just need to put signs there.
William Shutters.
Do what now?
Football field. Silver's crossing.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got
eight. But they will cross with the red light there. I think that most people know that.
So now we have the pedestrian crossing. So rather than crossing with the light, they were having trouble tripping the return signal in front of the vet because the signal was further back. So now that we have the pedestrian, they're using that better. Like Tater was saying, we're having trouble with the maps. So right now on our current ordinance that we're working on.
I'm sorry, sir. Please state your name and address.
Rick Overstreet, 26213 St. Lucia Drive.
Thank you, sir.
Because our island is long and narrow, and we have sidewalks and streets that get us places, and sometimes sides of roads and grass. So a map would be very difficult. So what I started doing was directions, both Perdido Beach Boulevard and everything that we use in the back here, to tell people what to do, what not to do, and what happens. These right here, do not let 1 inch of tire touch Perdido Beach Boulevard or be subject to a ticket.
Very good.
So this is what I want y'all to look at. Rodney has a thing. He and I are still working on it. We haven't presented to Trent, but I can email these to all y'all. Could I have these subjected and submitted into the minutes?
Oh, sure.
And you certainly can, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
If you want to look at these,
thank you. Thank you.
So
So we just got to protect people from themselves.
Yes.
Yes. We don't do that now. We can. We can do better.
It's sad that you state that, but you're exactly right. We have to protect people from themselves.
Thanks for letting me speak. I appreciate y'all. Yeah. No, it's passionate to me.
Thank you.
I don't want to go back to my other career.
Thank you.
I will say one other thing as a tool that maybe something if we phased it in over time just because of the financial burden is they have now systems you can put inside your carts and you can geofence where they can go. And once they go outside that geofence, they slow to 4 miles an hour. So like if they ran them on Perdido Beach Boulevard, then they would only be going 4 miles an hour if they tried to cross or anything. So there is technology out there that we could use kind of similar to golf courses or whatever. We could look at doing that in the rental fleets. They're, I think, $400 or $500 for the device, and I don't know the subscription and things of that nature, but if that's something we wanted to maybe look at doing or phase in and give us a little bit of heads up, I think that's something we would be open to looking at exploring and doing, and make sure our carts are compatible with the ones that we have now with the devices. So,
I mean, in the big total scope of, I don't know how many rentals we've got versus 30 some odd hundred registered golf carts. It's just the big picture is just too many, too much congestion. I mean, now when you're driving, you're not just looking for oncoming traffic. You're looking for anything and everything else moving, and it's just making it difficult. And especially the older you get, especially at night. The other thing, too, golf cart lights are not adjusted the way they should. And for somebody like me that has terrible vision at night, it will blind you. Mm-hmm. And we got to look at that. Is there a way to adjust lights at the inspection site?
That one I'm not sure of, Mayor.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, just all I know is they kind of come default, you know.
Yeah, and it may be too much, but it's just, it's like these squatted trucks. I mean, you know, the elderly population has issues with bright lights at night, mm-hmm. and especially if they're not directed like they should be, mm-hmm. and that needs to be addressed. But
I thought the state addressed it. It failed.
Yeah, I don't know if they're.
Sorry, I thought the state addressed it and it failed.
Jeff, can I get you state your name and address for the record,
please? I'm sorry, Jeff Silvers, city council member.
Yeah. Sorry, couldn't resist.
I think there was legislation and it failed in Montgomery, y'all, on that issue. Yeah. So.
Well, if that technology is $500 a piece now, well, you know, we maybe sit on it for 2 years and it'll be $250.
Maybe. You know, I don't know, but I've talked to some companies, and that is something that we can install in geofence, and it's pretty accurate where you geofence. So if you kind of create where you're going and you're looking at mapping, that is something that we might could do, you know, going forward. So I'm not opposed to it. So.
Well, Tater, like you said earlier on these rules and regulations, number one, they're tourists. They're down here to have a good time.
Yes, sir.
A lot of times, rules ain't going to apply to them. Yee-haw, let's go. You can rent a jet ski out here in a no wake, and they're doing NASCAR laps around Robinson Island. You know, so just because you tell them don't, they're going to do it. So, but keeping them off the beach highway is huge. That has to be the priority. And stopping everyone else from bringing carts in because we're loaded. We've had enough of them. We need to stop it. And make sure that who's ever on it is going to obey the law, and that's where the problem was.
Yes.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Enforcement is going to be difficult. Yes, somebody. Let's just stop them from coming in.
Yeah.
So.
That's why I want it to be easily identifiable for law enforcement.
You know, if you had a flag that wasn't very high, you'd still see it, but not as high as the top of the golf cart or the same height. I don't know.
Yeah, when I say that about the garages, when they're sticking up, I mean, most of these garages are built where they already skimming the top of the golf cart, you know, kind of going in.
Right.
And so unless you're adjusting garage doors and things of that nature, it's kind of an issue. I've got some carts I can't even take in places. I have to take ones that, got an inch or two lower on them, yes, because they won't go through the garages.
Well, I appreciate you guys. You're always trying to do the right thing, and it's tough out there. A lot of people are starting to get hurt on them now, and not so much golf carts as there are the e-bikes.
I don't rent e-bikes. Or scooters.
Yet.
Trent, today.
Has the state taken any action in limiting electric scooter, anything whatsoever, on city streets? Okay.
The state hasn't, to my knowledge, done anything. That's something I've kind of looked at. But no, nothing new, just other than their kind of ordinary bicycle rules that they've had for however long.
1995
was
because bicycles are human and e-bikes are not, the same rules don't apply.
Sometimes they're both. Sometimes they're both.
Mm-hmm. Majority of them are, yeah.
Well, right now there's no regulation of e-bikes except on state property, right?
As far as I know, I think it's something we're going to have to
deal with. Yeah. Do we have a copy of ordinances of other cities that addressed it? Do we do? I'd be curious to know.
Yeah. That needs to be very high on the list.
Workshop.
Okay.
All right.
Somebody got a phone call. No.
Jamie's calling.
Yeah. It's okay, buddy.
Okay.
It's okay, man.
Yeah.
I was going to say about the e-bikes, apparently Ike's, the state park is making Ike's take the throttle. It's just going to be pedal assist.
Really?
So that's something that I got a friend that works for Ike's.
Yeah.
Down there.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yes,
yeah.
That
yeah.
might be one thing y'all can look at as far as the ordinance.
Yeah.
No
throttle. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that takes a fun here, too.
But I can think
that wouldn't be any fun.
That's in the Gulf State Park.
Just so many variations out there. I don't know how. You got the chopper bikes, you got the trike bikes, you got the scooters. I mean, you got the one wheels. What do we call it? Mono wheels.
Yeah, it's the three classifications: tier one, tier two, tier three.
No, I'm talking about the different types of bikes, but I know what you're saying, speed per classification.
Yeah,
So
it's not like your old Huffy anymore there, Jack.
No, it's not.
Okay. Anything else, guys? Y'all good? You good?
Thank you.
That does not specify that it has to be a council member. Just wanted
really?
To clarify that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's based on state law, the makeup of a board for the library specifically.
But Robert Stewart's so enthused about doing it.
Well, but you know what? I can lay myself down.
Totally up to you guys.
Well, let me ask you this. Out of courtesy, do you think we should ask Joni if she would like to continue?
Hey,
absolutely.
I have no problems with that whatsoever. I just thought it was an existing. I have no problems in
no, no, I'm
no. sure she probably would.
Yeah. And actually, I would prefer Joni.
Okay.
Okay. Well, great.
So, the last I heard was that Joni was being reappointed. I wasn't going to be an active city council person, but we will be happy to have
whoever's.
Great.
No. If Joni's there and she wants to serve,
yes.
I would love for her to serve.
Love for her to serve.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We would default to Miss Joni.
Do what?
Oh,
I got you.
I'm the same way. If Joni wants to continue to serve in that capacity, so be it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a designation of a council person. Okay.
And the official appointment will happen next council meeting, so you have to think about
Sounds
it.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. Y'all reach out and make sure she wants to.
She does.
Okay.
Oh, good. Great.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, here we go again. She's not at this meeting, so I'm going to put her name out there.
You were not as surprised as I was when I got here. I promise you.
I'm sure she's watching, and she'll probably call me tonight. But thank you. And Renee, thank you for clarifying that. Robert, you're off the hook on this committee.
Yes.
But I got more for you, buddy.
Resolution authorizing the sole source purchase lifeguard tower, fire department, $82,835. Mm-hmm. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture, engineering services, renovation of old finance building, $68,800. Resolution authorizing execution of software service agreements with Clearview, facial recognition for the police department. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Geocon Engineering, preliminary soil study, Civic Center, 8565. Resolution authorizing the waiver of rental fees for Orange Beach Performing Arts Center for Ball and Pops, John Allen Memorial Scholarship Concert.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Natalie Van Blurt for tennis professional services.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
I just want to make sure, waiving the rental fees at the art center, this serves as a public purpose. Clarify.
It would not if it were just a fundraiser. It is a free concert for the city.
For the city. Yes. So there lies your public purpose. I just thank you for clarifying that. Thank you.
Resolution authorizing execution performance contract. All right. Resolution authorizing execution professional services agreement, coastal wave diagnostics, cardiovascular screening for city employees. Resolution authorizing execution of intergovernmental agreement, Baldwin County, for the maintenance of Navy Road. Resolution authorizing execution of right of entry permit and license agreement with the Nature Conservancy, restoration of Orange Beach Waterfront Park. Resolution authorizing execution of task order, wetland sciences, wetland assessment, proposed site for new Civic Center, $2,750. Resolution authorizing execution agreement, grant underground electric line easements to Baldwin County Electric Membership Corporation.
I know some of the new council members are going to ask about the maintenance agreement with the county for Navy Road. That's a red clay road back over across the way in Josephine. It's in our PJ, and I think we have controls of that, and so we don't have a motor grader, so they maintain it.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions? Anybody else? Anything?
I just want to say one thing real quick.
Sure.
And I'd like to thank Council Lady Harrelson for leading the charge on this deal with third-party rentals. And, you know, we talk about people not licensing for carts and all that. You know, we deserve every penny we get from those making a penny in this city. And so I'd like to thank you for that, leading that charge, and because that's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, the co-hosting problem will have to be addressed at a different time. It's separate and apart from golf cart rentals, but it poses the same amount of problem, if not a larger problem, to our community and to people that are doing business the correct way, which are reputable property management firms that have their real estate license and have a presence here in Orange Beach.
And to protect our businesses here in Orange Beach, this is not a local problem. This is a national problem. It's everywhere. It's happening everywhere. So bringing to light just how bad it is here in Orange Beach. Thank you for sharing that information.
We're going to get doge on them if they don't watch out.
That's right.
Sir, please state your name and address.
I am Mr. Ginger Harrelson. No, Hunter Harrelson, 4855 Burkhart Drive. So, Jamie, I just want to thank you for what y'all are doing because... The OTAs are an existential threat to vacation rentals in this area. And if they continue to take and take and take away, this island will look different. Because the beach ball properties, the Liquid Lifes, the Burt Robinsons, eventually are going to get tired of this fight and tired of them taking and taking from the homeowners. And that's why it's so crucial. You know, and the same thing with the co-host. You know, you've got people from New York City and St. Louis, Missouri, running vacation rental companies or claiming they run vacation rental companies from afar. It just can't be done that way. So,
and we're not talking about like just, you know, one or two properties. There are co-hosts that are managing 30 to 40 properties in our city limits that do not have to pay what we have to pay for, you know, an office building on, and they are not abide. It would be like a restaurant, right? And then all of a sudden 20 food trucks show up outside of the restaurant and they don't have a food permit. And they haven't been honest on their business application for a business license. And that's what's happening.
And reporting. And reporting.
And reporting.
And paying taxes.
That's right.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else? Anything else? Not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Executive session.
Move to enter executive session to discuss pending litigation.
Second.
Declaration is required by the Open Meetings Act for executive session. I declare that I'm a duly qualified attorney licensed to practice law in the state of Alabama and have personal knowledge that the intent and purpose of the meeting meets the required purposes under the act.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
We will not reconvene, so.
Time frame?
30 minutes.
Thank you.
Train.